You're listening to Special Broadcasting on this Saturday. It's membership week at KNBA Radio, public radio that brings you music, public radio that brings you community information, reports, and more. It's worth your support. It's not a commercial station. It's public, and it relies on membership donations. Go to the website now and make your donation to support KNBA Radio and join the ranks of David and Jeannie Bowie and Connie and Carrie Ozer, who have both donated on this Saturday. Thank you very much for your online donations. So it's a special broadcast day, and if we've got our connections all good to go, we are about to head to the Alaska Airlines Center, where we've got our KNBA crew there looking into all the activities. John Salee, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Lauren.
All right. Well, what's going on today at the Alaska Airlines Center?
So right now, I'm here with Nick Hansen from Uniloquy. So, Nick, how are you enjoying the event today?
Oh, it's amazing. I mean, we've got some amazing athletes out here and all these high school kids that are up there on par with some of us adult athletes that compete at the World Eskimo Indian Olympics. I mean, these kids are just amazing. And this is it's been a lot of fun, a lot of personal records broken, and hopefully we'll see some real records broken.
So do you see the values of NYO being displayed today at this event?
Oh, absolutely. We did an event today called the Courtney Games, and that was something that we did a little bit earlier than before the one-foot high kick, and it was an event that just is all-inclusive. There's a sped student that's here that has loved the games for an entire life, and the kids came out, and they competed with her, not against her, and they gave her the win, and she got the win out of the crab walk, and that's the kind of stuff that's all about, all-inclusive and just a lot of fun.
And so how do you personally inspire younger NYO athletes?
I think, it's hard not to be conceited when you talk about yourself. I think what I'm doing with what I do is just share my culture. You know, teach kids to know who they are, know where they come from. If there's such a diverse group here at the NYO Games from all over the state of Alaska. And, I just want to make sure that kids know who they are, where they come from, and their true culture and the traditions behind these games. And that's the biggest part about what these games are about. And if I can instill that in some of these youth, then they'll be able to carry on that tradition and pass it down to the next generation.
So are you an athlete yourself?
Yeah, I compete at the World Eskimo Indian Olympics. I'm the world record holder in the scissor broad jump at 37 feet 5 inches.
So what do you recommend an athlete trying to break a world record? Like, what's the biggest advice you can give them?
Don't think about it. just get out there and do your best. Don't think about it. just get out there and do your best. If your best happens to be a world record, then great. Just know that you've got the potential to do it if you've got the athletic ability and you've worked so hard to get this far and you've worked all season long to get here and you've done it. So if a world record's in your grasp, just go out there and do your best and make sure that it ends up being a good number.
Awesome. Thank you, Nick.
Yeah, absolutely.
KNBA's live reporting from the 2017 NYO Games Alaska is supported by the Atwood Foundation, Bristol Bay Native Corporation, Donlin Gold, Doyon Limited, and the Siri Foundation.
Thanks a lot, John. We'll be checking back in with the Alaska Airlines Center in just a little while, right around 3 o'clock, to find out more about the activities there on this gorgeous Saturday. Let's learn just a little bit more about some of the events at this year's NYO.
KNBA celebrates the Native Youth Olympics. Learn more or join in at citci.org.
For thousands of years and countless generations, survival for Alaska Native people depended not only on individual strength, skill, and knowledge, but also on the ability to work together toward common goals. Traditional athletic contests and games help develop these and other critical skills to everyday life in the challenging Alaskan environment.
When it comes to the Neil jump, appearances are deceiving, as it is impossible to predict winners based on physique. Athletes start in a kneeling position, with the tops of their feet flat on the floor, and then jump up and forward. Athletes must land on both feet simultaneously and remain in that position without moving or otherwise touching the floor. Each athlete is allowed 3 attempts. The winner is the contestant who jumps the greatest distance. Historically, the kneel jump was a game used to strengthen the leg muscles for jumping from ice floe to ice floe and for lifting prey after a successful hunt.
Today's world is very different than when these games originated, and the skills and values they instill are just as important now as then. NYO Games Alaska is one of a small handful of events, along with the World Eskimo Indian Olympics and the Arctic Winter Games, based on these traditional northern latitude contests.
KNBA celebrates the Native Youth Olympics. Learn more or join in at CITCI.org. Support for this program provided by the Atwood Foundation, Bristol Bay Native Corporation, Donlin Gold, Doyon Limited, and the Surrey Foundation.